ويا ويلتي أني ويا حسرتي طووا وعن غيره قسها ويا أسف العلا وكيف الثلاث غير زاغت بماضي أم الخب خيف طيب ضيقت فتجملا
وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا
طيب, there was a companion of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the name of Abu Salama. And this companion, Abu Salama, anything that he would learn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would go home and teach his family. Jazakallahu khairan. So he taught his wife, who was known as Ummu Salama. He said to her, "We were at the gathering of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he taught us, if a calamity, a tragedy, was to befall upon you, then say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ اللَّهُمَّ أَجُرْنِي فِي مُصِيبَتِي وَأَخْلِفْ لِي خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا. Say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. To Allah do we belong and to Him shall we return. اللهم أو الله أجرني في مصيبتي. Reward me for my tragedy. وَأَخْلِفْ لِي خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا. And change for me something better. Bring for me something greater. So he taught his wife this du'a. A little while later, Abu Salama passed away. He passed away, and she remembered the du'a that her late husband taught her, which is what? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa akhlif li khayran minha. So she said the du'a. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون اللهم أجرني في مصيبتي وأخلف لي خيرا منها. And the narration mentions that although she believed in the dua, the last part of the dua startled her. Oh Allah, grant me something better. She just lost her husband, so she's looking amongst the Sahaba who are alive, thinking nobody is like her husband. So who's Allah going to bring for me? Who is better than Abu Salama? She's just looking at her husband. The other Sahaba, she doesn't, you know, she doesn't think they're good enough. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to her house and proposed to her. And he said, "I wish to marry you." Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she was shocked. She said, "O Messenger of Allah, that's not an issue. It's not a problem. But I have three things that are with me that are not positive things. And I feel like I'll be burdening you with you if we get married. As for the first one," she said, "I have become very old now. I'm not a young lady anymore. The second one is, I have a lot of children at the moment from the past marriage. And the final one is, أَنَا مْرَأَةٍ ذَاتُ غِيرَةٍ. I am a woman who is very jealous. And you have a lot of other wives. I don't think I can cope with that." So the Prophet ﷺ responded to her. And look at what he said. He said, "As for the first issue, which is you are old, I am old too." The Prophet is saying, "I am not saying I'm young. We're around the same age, it's fine, it's okay. As for you having a lot of children," then he said, "your children are now my children." Forget about that as well. "As for you being a woman who has this jealousy, فَإِنِّي أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ, I ask Allah, that He removes this away from you. This one we can't cope with. This one I can't really help you with. I only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take this away from you." And then they got married. And this shows how the dua works. Look at this. She genuinely believed in the dua, but she thought from, due to what she sees, that there's nobody better than Abu Salama. But she trusted in the dua. Trust in Allah's plan. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. When you trust in Allah's plan, you get your problem solved. Not only that, you get Allah's love as well. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Allah loves those who trust Him. She thought it's not possible, but she said, "Okay, let's just try it." And then she got her answer. She got the best person. Was this person better than Abu Salama? No doubt. The Prophet ﷺ.